I heard your prayer. Written by Aria Larendier and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic, with additional tags for Reverse Verse, Sam's the Angel, and Gabriel's the Hunter that's been to Hell, and sequel to Pray Dirty to Me. Summary. Gabriel hated that his prayer had driven Sam off. It'd been ages since he'd seen the angel, and it was clear that he was the reason for that. Now he just needed Sam to show up so he could apologize and go back to pretending it had never happened. Gabriel sighed and pushed his fingers through his hair, staring down at the disassembled guns on the bed. It had been over a month since they'd seen Sam. Dean had been by and had dismissed any questions about his brother, simply saying that Samuel had been sent on a mission and would return soon enough. He knew why Sam was really staying away. That stupid prayer he'd done on a whim with too much whiskey and not enough proper courage. Sam was right to avoid him. He deserved it. Didn't deserve someone like the angel anyways. And he was a fool for thinking he would ever have the right or opportunity to be allowed to touch. Gabriel groaned and started to clean the guns again. He was a prize fucking idiot. Gabriel. Gabriel fumbled the barrel he was cleaning before clutching it firmly in his hand and staring up at Sam. He took a moment to soak in the sight of the angel, once again in his usual tan slacks and white button-up shirt that had the cuffs rolled up to his elbows. He grinned, relaxing back into the bed. "Hey, Samish. Missed you. Dean said you were off saving the world or something, on a mission for heaven. How'd it go?" Samuel tilted his head to the side. "I was not absent on a mission. We are given time for reflection, and I chose to utilize mine. I found myself lacking clarity on a particular scenario, and required time to come to an understanding." Gabriel raised an eyebrow.
"Well, that's not vague or anything, Sasquatch."
Samuel frowned and stepped forward, towards Gabriel. He was smiling that smile again, the one that implied he knew something he was not willing to share. "I spent the majority of my reflection period thinking of you, Gabriel," Samuel said, watching the hunter carefully. This time Gabriel did drop the barrel in his hand. He picked it up carefully off the ground and reassembled the gun in sure movements before setting it to the side. He stood up and looked at Sam, his chin raised, unwilling to back down.
"What about me?"
He stepped forward but never broke his gaze from the hunter. His voice dropped low. "You know exactly. You sent me the prayer, Gabriel. You are aware of that which has been tormenting me for more than a month now," Samuel said, stopping a foot from the hunter. Gabriel managed to suck in a breath of air.
So it was his fault that Sam had stayed away. He yanked his eyes away from Sam's hazel ones and strode back over to the bed, replacing the gun in his duffel. He needed to get out of here. "Well, just forget about it. It won't happen again. I got the message loud and clear."
Samuel frowned as he watched the change in the hunter's posture. Gabriel was defensive. There was no reason to be. "I have given you no message, Gabriel. Of what message do you speak?"
He sighed and rubbed his hands over his face. "You got my, non-traditional prayer, didn't you?"
"I have just informed you that I did," Samuel said, inclining his head.
"Right! Then you disappear for a month, not speaking to Cass or me. That's sending a rather obvious message there, Samo,"
Gabriel managed to grit out through his teeth. "I have sent you no message, intended or not, Gabriel. I have informed you of where I have been these past few weeks. I have even gone so far as to explain what I was attending to during that time period. What other message could I have conveyed?" Samuel stared hard at the hunter's back, trying, wanting to understand. Gabriel groaned and turned around to face Sam.
Might as well face this head on.
Look, I get it. You had to go off to some happy angel retreat to forget me and what I prayed to you. You've sorted it all out, and now you're happy and hunky-dory. All right? Now, can we move on to a different topic?
Samuel could see how much the statements the hunter was making hurt Gabriel. His normally bright soul was dim with self-loathing. I could not forget you, even if I were to attempt to do so. He reached out to touch the human on the shoulder. He had seen comfort expressed in this way often between the brothers. Are you going to refrain from being inquisitive for once in your life? Or are you going to ask me the question you wish to?
He sighed and pushed his fingers through his hair. I don't know what you're talking about, Sam, but can you quit with the cryptic bullshit?
Cryptic? Sam frowned at Gabriel. I have offered you a full explanation of my actions. I merely do not understand why you will not ask me the question you wish to regarding my meditations. What part of any of our conversation has been cryptic?
Gabriel glared up at the angel, once again cursing him for his height. Gorgeous, damn near all-powerful and tall, bastard angel. What question do I want to ask you?
Samuel tilted his head and stared at him. Gabriel knew the question. Samuel could feel it, bubbling just under the surface of the hunter. You wish to know if I was able to distance myself from the prayer you gave me 1 month previous, or if I was affected by it. His breath caught in his throat, and he froze, staring at Sam.
That's what you were meditating on?
Of course. Your prayer was very detailed. I asked for guidance.
Gabriel wasn't sure he would ever be able to breathe again. Did you receive it?
No, Samuel answered, watching Gabriel closely. The hunter's posture immediately sank, once again defeated. However, I do not believe my father would have had advice to offer, had he been present. Angels are not made to want, Gabriel. We do not desire. I did not know what to do with such emotions. In an instant, Gabriel's golden eyes were riveted on him. The heart of his vessel began to beat faster. Such an odd reaction.
Do I inspire those in you, Sam?
Gabriel stared at the angel, watching his cheeks start to stain themselves red.
Sam was blushing. Blushing because he desired. Wanted.
Yes. Samuel met Gabriel's gaze, watching the hunter's eyes carefully. The bright gold eyes darkened, shifting to a honey gold he had never seen before in nature. Beautiful. Riveting. Your words, what you wish for, your desire for this body.
You, Gabriel interrupted, staring hard at Sam. Don't get me wrong, your vessel is gorgeous, but it's you I want.
Samuel gasped. His grace pulsed and stretched out towards Gabriel, anticipating the touch of that bright, beautiful soul all over again. You cannot fathom me, Gabriel. What I am? How could you want me?
Your personality is you. Angel you, your voice, well, the one that won't deafen me is you. Your mannerisms, all that shit is you, not Jared. I've met Jared, remember? Dude's a goof. You're...
Gabriel waved a hand and smiled.
You.
How can you be attracted to something without a physical appearance? Samuel asked, swaying closer to Gabriel. The idea was intoxicating. To be wanted by this bright soul. A soul he had touched once. Wrapped in his grace for comfort as he raised him from perdition. Gabriel smiled again and stepped closer to Sam, reaching out to touch his face.
You've got one. You aren't some horrendous faceless creature. Gabriel, my natural form has what you would likely perceive as feathers and scales.
Okay, so that's a little weird.
Gabriel stepped closer and planted both of his hands firmly on Sam's shoulders.
I rather like the vessel you're in now. And like you said, it belongs to you now, because Jared's passed on?
When Sam started to frown at him, Gabriel kept talking.
You're like a candy bar. The most delicious candy bar I have ever seen. The best part of you is the filling, without a doubt. It's sweet and strong and perfect. On top of all that, it has the most gorgeous chocolate coating hiding all of the sweetness inside.
Gabriel bit his lip.
That metaphor might have run away with him a little bit. Or a lot.
Samuel blinked, and he felt his lips curve in a slow smile.
Gabriel, did you just compare me to the filling of a candy bar?
Gabriel rubbed the back of his head and chuckled.
Maybe? Yeah, I did. And your vessel is the chocolatey outside.
So does that mean that you wish to take a bite of me?
Gabriel choked on his next breath of air and stared at the red flush that was slowly creeping up Sam's neck to his cheeks. It was a vibrant red color, and he couldn't help but chuckle at the sight of it.
That's one coarse way of putting it, I suppose, yeah.
I had been under the impression you preferred coarseness, due to the honest nature of it, Samuel said, tilting his head to the side as he watched Gabriel.
Gabriel nodded.
Yeah, I do, but it just sounds different coming from you.
Samuel stared hard at the hunter.
Different in a poor and frustrating fashion?
No, Gabriel said with a laugh, closing the last of the distance between them. Different in a I wish for you to pin me to the wall and fuck me blind fashion.
He licked his lips and reached up to brush his fingers through Sam's hair. It was soft. So soft.
Perhaps for our first venture into the physical, we begin with another of your prayer requests, until I have the experience to guarantee you will enjoy having me pin you to the wall and fuck you?
Samuel suggested, inhaling the scent of the hunter again, his grace immediately swelling to surround Gabriel's soul. Gabriel tightened his fingers in Sam's hair and pulled him down.
How about we start with the basics first? Kiss me.
That would be a more appropriate request for me to make of you, Gabriel, seeing as I have never kissed anyone before, Samuel pointed out.
Gabriel tugged on Sam's hair. Just shut up and do it, he ordered, his voice still quiet.
Samuel had seen thousands of humans kiss, their lips sliding together in a dance only they understood. He had never seen the point of it. There was no effect on the mating abilities of either party.
All right. Samuel nuzzled Gabriel's cheek, enjoying the feel of the hunter's stubble against him. The sensation was not unpleasant.
His eyes fluttered shut for a moment, and he looked at Sam. Pretty sure that's not kissing, Sam.
Yes.
Samuel pulled away and cupped Gabriel's face in his palms, staring down at him. His thumb slowly traced Gabriel's lower lip, feeling the softness before pulling it away. He leaned in, his eyes open as he slowly pressed their lips together. He held the pose for several long seconds, before blinking and pulling away to gaze into the golden eyes that were smiling at him.
Gabriel chuckled and tightened his fingers in Sam's hair. Sam, have you seen humans kiss before?
Yes, I do realize that there is more involved, but I am unsure as to your preference.
Samuel felt his eyes close against his will as Gabriel pulled himself up for another kiss. This time their lips slid together properly, like two puzzle pieces finding their match.
Follow my lead, Gabriel whispered against Sam's lips, moving his lips slowly against the angel's, groaning when the angel copied his movements. He pressed closer to Sam, to the miles of muscle that he wanted to feel under him in bed.
He swiped his tongue along Sam's lip and felt a bolt of heat head straight for his dick when the angel moaned. Gabriel pulled back just enough to stare at the angel. Good? More, Gabriel demanded, leaning in again. That brief touch had lit something inside him, a fire that had only been waiting for the right moment, the right touch to become a full flame. Their lips slid together again, and this time the fire was insistent, burning out of control. He did not bother to restrict the noises escaping from his throat, and pressed closer to the hunter. When Gabriel pulled away again, he froze, fearful he had done something wrong. Sam, this is... If you don't want to do this, you have to tell me no, now, Gabriel whispered, reaching up to tuck... Gabriel whispered, reaching up to tuck some of Sam's hair behind his ear. Sam's lips were spit-slick and darkening to a much tastier red color that he was having an impossible time resisting. Not sure I'm going to be able to stop. Samuel stared at Gabriel, into his eyes, confused by the statement. Stop? Have I done something wrong? Why would you cease? Gabriel felt his heart turn over in his chest, and a sound that might have been a whine escaped his throat. No, fuck no. He pulled Sam down for another kiss. This time he focused on Sam, devouring his mouth, claiming him, teaching him how to kiss back. When he pulled away for another breath of air, Sam's hazel eyes were glowing, and fuck if that didn't turn him on even more. Gabriel. Sam did not recognize his own voice. The fire inside him was burning out of control. He needed something. Something only Gabriel could give him. Gabriel, I need... Sam was shaking minutely, and Gabriel pulled away from him enough to stare at him. This amazing creature wanted... needed him. He cleared his throat and smiled, looking into those hazel eyes again. I know you do. Gabriel pressed his hand to the obvious bulge, tenting the front of Sam's slacks, and rubbed the heel of his palm down on it, and then back up again. Oh, Gabriel! His entire being, angel and human, focused in on Gabriel's hand, and how it touched him, and what it made him feel. His grace flared and wrapped tightly around Gabriel, cradling him close to the center of his being, eager to keep him safe. Gabriel shivered, watching Sam shudder. He felt hot, wrapped up in someone's arms. He repeated the slow drag of his hand and watched Sam arch again, the heat around him increasing by the moment. That you? He asked, his voice rough. Samuel forced himself to focus and stared at Gabriel. It took him a few moments to understand what the hunter was referencing. His grace. It surged again, cradling Gabriel's soul, pulling him carefully closer. Yes, my grace. It is attracted to your soul. It's the most beautiful thing I have ever seen or experienced. Gabriel groaned. Talk about fucking hot! Damn, he would be lucky if he could make this last at all for Sam. The angel certainly deserved the best that he could dish out. He had to make this perfect. Damn it, Sam! I don't know how I'm supposed to control myself when you say things like that. So do not. There is no need for you to have any control, Gabriel. You are unable to hurt me. You may do whatever you like to me. I'm certain I will enjoy it regardless, Samuel said, shivering. Gabriel swore under his breath and stared at the angel. Yes, there is. Christ, but you are certainly making an effort to make sure I don't have any. I am making no effort one way or another, Samuel whispered. He leaned closer to Gabriel,
wishing to feel those soft lips on his again, and perhaps the touch Gabriel had teased him with. Gabriel. Right. Gabriel licked his lips and pushed Sam back towards the bed, reaching up to undo the white button-up Sam was wearing. In an instant, his fingers were pressed against bare skin. He looked up at Sam and raised an eyebrow.
Eager?
Samuel looked down at Gabriel. It seemed far more expedient. Gabriel laughed.
It's like unwrapping a candy bar. Anticipation.
He blinked and looked down at himself.
And I want that shirt back. I liked it.
I do not understand your obsession with the candy metaphor, Gabriel, Sam said. But I would very much appreciate you kissing me again. He stared up at Sam. Okay, you're gonna have to help me a little bit here, though. Of course, Gabriel, Sam said, holding himself carefully above the hunter. How may I assist in the proceedings?
Gabriel grinned and stared up at Sam. Relax. You're not gonna enjoy any of this if you don't relax and let yourself go.
He frowned and stared at Gabriel. I do not wish to disappoint you.
You aren't going to disappoint me, Sam.
Gabriel took another look at the tension in Sam's shoulders and flipped them over, pinning Sam to the bed.
I want you to relax and enjoy.
He stole another kiss, savoring it for a moment as he started to kiss down Sam's neck. Try telling me how it feels. You wish for me to speak of what you do to me? Samuel blinked up at the hunter, shivering as those lips sucked hard on his neck. He had already reined in his grace, so he could feel every nerve ending in his vessel, and it felt... it was too much.
Gabriel chuckled. You don't need to sound so surprised, Sam.
He moved lower, licking across Sam's collarbone, and watched the angel clench his hands in the sheets.
You can touch me if you want.
He stared up at Gabriel, and raised his hands from the sheets to wrap around Gabriel's hips, slowly pulling him closer. I have no wish to hurt you. This time Gabriel laughed.
Sam, if you hurt me because I made you feel too good during sex, I'm taking it as one hell of a compliment.
He leaned up to kiss away the frown. Samuel waited until Gabriel had pulled away from the kiss. Where would you like me to touch you? His thumb traced the indent of Gabriel's hip bone and felt the hunter shiver. Gabriel swallowed. Try touching me like I did you earlier. I'll tell you if you do something wrong. He let out a low groan as Sam's fingers wrapped around his dick and began to stroke. He sucked in a hard breath. Sam, stop for a second. He froze and pulled his hand away. How had he managed to make a mistake so quickly? I am sorry, Gabriel. Gabriel shook his head. You didn't do anything wrong. Give me your hand. He grabbed Sam's hand and licked a stripe of his palm. Too much friction hurts, he explained, sucking one of Sam's fingers into his mouth. His eyes shot up to the angel when he gasped and shivered. Gabriel, I don't. Samuel grunted and pushed his hips up into the air. The need for friction was pounding through his entire vessel. He needed more touches like the brief one Gabriel had given him. He needed... please. Gabriel groaned. You're going to kill me. He pushed Sam's hand downward again, and took a moment to lick his own palm before starting to stroke Sam. The angel bucked under him and moaned loudly. It was fire. His whole body was on fire. Samuel forced himself to concentrate, to focus in on Gabriel, what Gabriel needed. Slowly, he wrapped his hand around Gabriel, and started as the hunter moved, his entire body rocking into the touch. Intoxicating. Gabriel. He managed to grit his teeth and push Sam's hand away. No, let me do this for you. Gabriel stared at Sam,
Let me show you, Sam. I want to show you. He teased his thumb across the tip of Sam's cock and watched him arch, both of his hands clenching in the bedsheets. Tell me how it feels, Sam.
It feels indescribable,
Samuel said. His body knew what he required far more than he did. It moved, his hips pressing upward in a slow rhythm to rock his erection in and out of Gabriel's fist.
Gabriel, I feel... Please, I need more.
I know, Gabriel whispered, licking his lips. I know what it feels like, Sam. It feels like you're riding a wave, and it's getting closer and closer to cresting. He stroked Sam faster, watching as the angel's moves became stuttered and frantic.
Gabriel, I can't. It's too much.
Samuel looked at Gabriel, very aware of how fragile the human above him was.
Gabriel, I cannot. Sam.
Gabriel shifted and pressed his face against Sam's neck, closing his eyes.
You're not going to hurt me. Let go. Your body knows what it wants.
Once again, his grace curled tightly around Gabriel's soul, wound so tight that he knew the inevitable burst was coming, and he had to protect, to keep Gabriel safe.
Gabriel, I trust you,
Gabriel whispered. Sam tensed under him, and he kept his eyes tightly shut as the angel shouted and bucked, heat and light exploding out of him. Even with his eyes closed, he could see how bright Sam's grace was, feel it wrapped around him, sinking into his soul. It was more than enough to have him coming as well, his body bucking hard against Sam as he fell forward against the angel. It could have been hours later when the light finally faded, and even then, Gabriel kept his eyes closed. Sam's chest was heaving under him as he struggled to draw breath.
Sam, is it safe to open my eyes?
Indeed. That voice. Gabriel felt pleasure shiver up his spine at the hoarse sound of Sam's voice. The angel sounded wrecked, in the best sex of my life way. He opened his eyes and stared down at the angel. It looked like every light bulb in the room had exploded, if the glass on the floor was any indication.
Sam, you okay?
Samuel shifted under Gabriel, clearing the mess between them away with a thought. His grace. It was still pulsing, dancing with delight and sinking deeper into Gabriel's soul. In every way that he could claim an individual as an angel, he had claimed Gabriel. It would be best not to mention that to the hunter.
Yes, that was far more intense than I imagined.
He frowned and looked around. I believe I have destroyed every light in a 6-mile radius.
Gabriel laughed and leaned up to kiss Sam. Just imagine what it'll be like when we actually have sex.
Samuel stared up at the hunter, at how bright his soul seemed to be now.
Would you, perhaps, be willing to continue teaching me?
He leaned closer to Sam, breathing against his lips.
Sam, I'm going to be the only one teaching you.
Gabriel licked across Sam's lips and then kissed him, hard and deep.
You owe me a fuck against the wall, remember?
He whispered as he pulled back. His grace quivered at the idea, and he stared at Gabriel.
Yes, I do. It is one suggestion that I fully intend to follow through on.
Gabriel laughed and kissed Sam again. Good. Let's get started. Next thing on the list, blowjobs.